Welcome to the Legacy Podcast. This podcast is a series of conversations centered around understanding the values, beliefs, and intentions behind leaving a legacy. You will hear from successful business owners just like yourself who want to leave an impact for generations to come. Let's get started. Welcome to the Business Legacy Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dio, and I have a very special guest, Insu Park. Insu is the founder and CEO of EcoSense. Welcome, Insu.
Thank you, Paul, for having me here. Thank you very much.
So, Insu, for the audience members that don't know what EcoSense is, tell us a little about EcoSense and what makes it different.
So, EcoSense is a Silicon Valley based company solely dedicated to the radon detection and monitoring solutions. Yeah, and then we're providing people with peace of mind by our intelligent radon detectors and monitoring devices.
Great.
So the second question was,
what makes it different?
So the first of all, EcoSense product is fast and accurate. So meaning, checking a deadly, gas, which is called radon gas. One of the key issues is how fast you can check the radon level and how accurately you can check. Right? And that thing is something we're very different from other solutions. Second one is radon gas. I don't know whether you know this one or not, but radon gas is fluctuating over time. We have a device which can check a long-term, real-time radon monitoring solution. So, yeah, that was the motivation, and then that's the technical background of the solutions. Hmm.
And because your technology is able to recognize radon gas at a quicker rate, how does that affect the whole process? What are they able to do as a result of speeding up the process?
So let's say you have some worry about your home. Then the first thing you need to do is buying a radon detection device from the market, and then you check the radon level. Okay? And then it usually takes like days or weeks for other detection solutions, radon detection solutions. It takes only 1 hour for my device to get up to 90% reliable, I would say, reliable results, just 1 hour. So, that's the key difference. So you can detect the exact radon level in an accurate way and in a really fast way.
Hmm. Where does radon come from? Like, how do we know?
Radon is coming from the ground. So radon is a natural gas, natural radioactive gas, which would cause a lung cancer. So it's coming from the ground. So it's radon is existing in every home. But the issue is how much radon you have in your home. Right?
Got it. And what inspired you to start the company? Was there a particular instance or situation where you decided to solve this problem?
So in order for me to explain that story, I think I need to start with a little about my background, right? So I was born and raised and educated and worked in Korea for 30 years, and then moved to United States, Silicon Valley. It was like a transfer from branch office to headquarters back in 2005. So since then, I was working for three different startup companies. The first startup company called Econos Communication went public back in 2005. Then I moved to a second startup company, which was making an internet speed sliding chip semiconductor back in 2007. And the company acquired by a company called Broadcom 2010. And then I moved to a third startup company after staying at Broadcom for 3 years because I got bored, because I'm a startup person. So I moved to a third startup company in 2014. And then 6 years later, 5 years, 6 years later, that company went public 2019.
Wow.
So I was pretty lucky that time. All the three companies that I worked for got exit, either gone for gone public or been acquired by publicly traded companies, right? So while I'm having a good time with these three companies, right, back in 2017, there are two life-changing events happened to me. So one, first one was I had a best friend called Andrew Choi, and he died of cancer of the stomach and then lung cancer.
Wow.
All of a sudden. Back in 2017, 6 months, he's gone. And then that year, I met, second event was, I was very shocked because he was the best friend for me. And then I was sharing all the things with him. And then the second event was I met another friend called Dr. J.J. Ko, who invented this radon detection, it's a high-performance radon detector. So he tried to explain to me about what the radon is. To be honest with you, I didn't know, how to spell radon. At this point. So he tried to tell me about the radon problems that we are facing and, why his solution needs to be public, needs to get public attention, so all of that. And I decided to study about this market. So I studied about radon market 2.5 years. And guess what? 2.5 years later, 2019, summertime, I started this company called EcoSense with the person who invented the radon detector. Yeah. So, that's how I got into this radon business.
Hmm. And how do you find based on the technology, how do you find the specific areas that may have high radon versus low radon? Like, is there a specific map or what's the process? Yeah.
So, the EPA, right?
Yep.
So based on EPA's guideline, according to EPA's guideline, there are about 21,000 people are dying of lung cancer caused by radon. Hmm. Number one. Number two, if you look at the whole United States map, then 39 states are in radon danger. So they use a unit called PCI-4L. So if any area is exceeding EPA guideline, which is 4 picocuries per liter, by the way, the 4 means a 5-year-old kid smoking a 8 cigarette per day kind of impact.
Wow.
Right. So, there are so many issues, so many radon related issues in this country, but general people do not recognize the danger of the problem. So that was another motivation that, I would like to do that because, in a sense, preventing the people from getting, lung cancer, it's some kind of meaningful job to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, were your parents entrepreneurial like yourself, or how did you develop this eye or this sense for building things?
Oh, my family. My dad was born in Korea, moved to Japan a long time ago, and he came back. Korea, and he started his own business, construction business, and then it was kind of natural for me to see and learn, how the people are structuring and starting the business, and then maybe that blood is something I have. That's why I moved to the United States from Korea all the way with my whole family at the age of 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I was very lucky. Been through three successful startup companies.
Yeah. Now, throughout your business career, if you were to look back at some of the decisions you've made, what would you consider the best business decision that you've made?
It's interesting that the worst decision I made is the same as the best decision I made.
Oh, interesting. Tell me.
Yeah, that is a study EcoSense back in 2019. Why? Because from a financial perspective, I told you that I went through three different startup companies. And third startup company was about to be public when I started my own company in July. And then CEO was my friend. And then when I was leaving the company, he was like, Insoo, what are you doing? We are right before a big event, right? And then I was telling him that I'm leaving the company because I gave my words to Dr. JJ back in January. And after he heard my story, that one is, you got all of my blast. Yeah, good luck. Mm-hmm. And he's still my friend. So from a financial perspective, it was the worst decision I made. But as I told you, this is something when I was doing the semiconductor works, this is good, but I want to do something different, meaningful. So from that perspective, studying, establishing a company which is solely dedicated to radon detection and monitoring, in a sense, is saving lives. Mm-hmm. So it was the best decision I ever made. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Now, when you think about legacy, the show is based on legacy. What do you think about? And I know before this, you were thinking we were trying to come up with different aspects, but when you think about your own legacy and legacy you want to leave, what do you think about?
I'm not sure if I had a fancy legacy that I would have left behind. But if it's possible in the future, if people can think, well, in the past, there was a guy or a company called EcoSense that was trying very, very hard to reduce the number of deaths caused by lung cancer so that people can install more devices. So that will be my humble legacy I want to leave.
Mm. Is there any people that you look up to or that have impacted in your life where they've left a mark on you or they've left a legacy on you? Yeah.
In terms of legacy perspective?
Yeah, just a person that either believed in you or gave you some insight, or is there anybody that comes to mind along the way of your journey that, made an impact in your business career?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a guy called Greg Caltabiano. The guy now is a board member for my company, but in the past, he was my boss. The second startup company, Techrombus, he was the CEO. And I was having really hard time because of some matters, right? So back in 2009, I was divorcing. And then the guy was understanding me and giving me time to get back to normal work. And then now he's helping the company as an advisor/board member. So if you ask me to have one person, that would be Mr. Greg Caltabiano. And then if I had a level of success, and a lot of part was caused by his patience, his belief in me, and he trusted him.
Mm. Now, if you were to give advice to people that are starting a startup or building things, what advice would you give them? What would be some things to take away?
That's a very hard question. Because everybody has different reasons to start their own company, right? Because I don't believe, I'm not a big believer of, I did this, therefore, this is my advice to you, right?
Yep.
It's just that if you want me to share my thought, then that's the only thing I can do, right? because my son has asked the question always to me, and said, "I don't know, son." So if it's possible, then I would like, if you want to start your own company, then you have to be honest with yourself that first of all, you pay yourself, and the second, you need to understand why you're doing a specific business. And three, it's a very stressful job because you need to cover all different angles, right? From HL to finance, right? Yeah. But it's really fun to play on your tongue. So the summary will be, if you create something that will that you want to share with other people, and if you're ready to play on your tongue, then you have a very good start. Others I can learn.
Got it. Now, a similar theme comes to a lot of our guests that are on the interview or in this interview, is they were able to recognize what their strengths were and where their limitations are. So for you, what would you identify as your strengths? And then also the second part of the question is, what would you identify as something that you have to rely on somebody else to help execute?
Yeah, your question is getting harder. So my strengths, I don't know, maybe I can make people comfortable. Because I was being sales for the last 25 years. I think my job is to talk to a new customer and making them comfortably talk to me about their problems. So I think maybe I have a good listening skill, maybe. And yeah. Then there are a lot of stuff that I have to fix and learn still. I'm at the age of 54. So there are so many weaknesses I have. For example, you have a startup ego thing. For example, you want to decide everything by yourself, and you want to decide everything by yourself. To be honest with you, that is a typical mistake every startup CEO is making. Mm-hmm. And then there's so many other stuff, but we're still learning. I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. So I'm enjoying my learnings.
Great. So for those of you who want to learn more about where we can find more about you, where should we go?
Yeah, ecosense.io. Ecosense.io is the place that you guys, anybody come and see what company has, what's company like. And also, we have a pretty good Amazon account. So if you go to Amazon online store, type EcoSense radon detector solution, then you will see us just like that. And we have a pretty good reviews there too. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Again, Insoo Park, founder and CEO of EcoSense. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legacy Podcast. Now, if you can do us a favor and leave a review, any type of stars on any platform that you use would be greatly appreciated. For more information about us, the other co-hosts, and the Legacy Podcast, go to businesslegacypodcast.com. That's businesslegacypodcast.com. Have a great day.